Welcome to the Financial Wisdom Podcast Series. Take control of your financial future. Financial Wisdom, Protecting Your Mail. In this session, we are going to discuss a few ways to keep your mail safe. The mail you receive and send includes information that deserves special attention. Everything from account numbers and balances on your financial accounts to the name and account number on the checks you mail can be valuable to thieves and other scam artists. Here are 12 ideas to help keep your mail secure. Number 1. Never send cash or coins. Use checks and money orders. Number 2. Don't leave mail you receive in your mailbox for any longer than necessary. If you are going to be gone, have a family member or trusted friend take the mail from your box. If you are going to be gone for an extended period, have the post office hold your mail until you return. Number 3. Instead of placing outgoing mail in your mailbox with the flag up, drop your mail in a mail slot at a blue drop-off box or at the post office. You can also hand your outgoing mail to your mail carrier. Number 4. If you see suspicious individuals around your mailbox, contact the post office or the police. Number 5. If you are very concerned, investigate getting a lockable mailbox. Number 6. Consider using a post office box or renting a private mailbox at a shipping and delivery store. Number 7. Use checks that are tamper-resistant and write all checks in ink. Number 8. Have incoming checks automatically deposited instead of being sent to you. This direct deposit service is probably available for your paycheck. The Social Security Administration also can accommodate direct deposit. Number 9. If you are expecting a check or other valuable piece of mail and don't receive it when you expect to, contact the sender. You can ask them to stop payment on a check if you think it has been stolen. Number 10. If you believe your mail has been stolen, contact your postmaster immediately. Number 11. If all of a sudden you stop receiving mail, it is possible that someone filed a change of address with the post office using your name. Contact your post office to inquire. And finally, number 12. If you move or change addresses, notify the post office and anyone that you do business with through the mail.
Join us again for another Financial Wisdom podcast. And as always, thanks for listening.